Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
There's great comfort in a lovely cup of tea, and think of the additional satisfaction of knowing you grew the leaves responsible for the tea. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it is Mr. Patrick Murphy. Hey there, Murph.
Tea time pinky salute to you, Laura.
We have to have our pinkies up. That way we can all know it's tea time. Today on GLT's Grow, Murph is taking a question from a listener in Bloomington. Kevin wrote in at WGLT.org/grow to say he's interested in growing a tea garden and would love some ideas on what plants might be successful here in town. He's here in Bloomington, Illinois. That's in Zone 5. He's especially interested in growing a Camellia sinensis,
which is Chinese in Latin.
Okay. And he wants that in a container. So what kind of advice can we get today about growing a tea garden, Murph?
Great question from Kevin, and advice that folds over lots of things that Grow Corporate has us taking to the bank week after week. So, Kevin, I want you to know that you can grow your own tea, and it is not going to be easy.
Oh, boy.
And you are going to savor every cup because of that.
Well, now, why is that?
Well, they are a plant that loves consistencies, and the consistencies that they love are temperature, moisture, and sunlight. And that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but we live in Zone 5, and Zone 8's going through Alabama-ish, you know, so that's far south of here.
So Zone 8 is where you would normally be growing the Camellia
sinensis?
Yes.
Yep, and then there's actually another extension, a variety of that tea is Acimica, is the one that's sought out for tea production. So, you know, I'm kind of going down the good news, bad news route for Kevin's tea thing, so... In the spirit of time, Kevin, what I think you should consider doing is getting in touch with a bonsai grower named Shanti Beethy. Shanti Beethy, spelled just like it sounds. And here's why. If you grow tea here, you would have to have it grow indoors for a while, take it out in the spring through the summer, bring it back in the late fall. And one thing that's going to happen is the plant will grow like a house plant, or more like a house plant. So you're going to have less production in the winter. Now, if you can bring it into a spot in a home where you can supplement the light and maintain the consistencies when it comes to humidity and moisture, you'll be fine. But that's hard to do unless you have an atrium or a greenhouse attached to your home. And even cold framing, which is done by lots of folks that keep indoor bonsai and other bonsai plants. And I know that we're talking about tea, but the treasure I found and the answer to the question for Kevin is get yourself one of these indoor bonsai. And they are Camellia sinensis, variety Acimica. Shanti Beethy has them in various sizes, and lots of bonsai growers offer them. And they are one of the plants that is considered indoor hardy or tolerant when it comes to bonsai or house plants. So Kevin can do this if he understands that he's going to have fewer leaves to pluck in the time that he is bringing that tea plant inside.
Well, when I think bonsai, I think small. It sounds like he might only get one cup of tea off of this thing.
Well, but here's the thing with the tea. So if we were growing this in a production scenario, you know, we would let the tea grow till it was waist high. So it's easy to pluck. You know, your hands are right there. And if you were to let it go, it would grow into a tree that could be 30 feet tall or more. So it's a voracious grower. And most plants that like full sun and lots of water, they do grow fast. So Kevin's going to be plucking off these little baby leaves. And that will also fold over perfectly with him caring for his bonsai tree.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, how to grow a tea garden. And, well, Kevin's going to be growing his on the inside.
He will be for at least, you know, 6 or 7 months of the year because you just can't let them go outside in the Midwest. It's too cold, you know. And so you could have a situation where you create an environment where you can pluck these little tiny leaves off of this plant. What I've also discovered is that your various qualities and varieties of tea, being black, green, and oolong, they are different because of the age of the leaves, the age of the dried leaves. And that's a tricky part also. So the green tea is the youngest from the juvenile leaves, and that tea is steeped from those leaves when they're dried and they're still green.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually kind of greenish yellow in color. The tricky part comes getting to the black, which is an older tea, or an oolong, which is super old. Letting something dry slowly over time is hard to do because you might need to control the drying to slow it down with the use of cool air or water. That could also invite mold.
Mm.
So you're patiently waiting for your green tea to turn into black tea, and you got mold tea, and that's safe, and you wouldn't want to. It would be awful. You wouldn't want to do that. That's the tricky part,
mm-hmm.
is drying those leaves. So you might, Kevin, enjoy many cups of green tea and an occasional cup of black tea until you get all these little nuances kind of figured out. The raising the tea plants from seed is very common in production, and it's another way that Kevin and folks could try and grow their own. There's lots of seed brokers out there, and you can buy that seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to make a quick distinction with Thea verdis, which is another type of tea plant, which they grow for a type of green tea.
Yes.
That's going to be really hard to pull off. You might be able to get it to grow similar to an indoor house plant, but it may be finicky about the plucking of the leaves. So that's kind of the ball game for all of the teas, because they pluck these little juvenile baby leaves off and let them dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then either with the little bobble thing, or, you know, in the tea bags that we get from tea that we buy at the store, they're steeped. And there are even nuances about the shape of the pot, the steeping time. And it kind of reminds me of coffee culture. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows a little bit about coffee if you drink coffee, and there's little tricks to get certain qualities. Tea's the same way. So this is an out-of-zone plant to grow outdoors here, so there's going to be some challenges.
Well, is there something in zone that maybe he could grow outside, even in a small area?
Yeah, you could, but you would need the cold frame, Laura. You'd need the little walls and a lid made out of a repurposed window, or, you know, a pane door. They're nice. They can be done tastefully so that they look nice, but that's going to be the key to getting it to grow here.
It's a lot of work to grow a tea plant in Zone 5.
But I think the bonsai path is kind of a two-for-one.
Yeah, because you get to enjoy the bonsai plant,
yeah,
and then you get the leaves for the tea.
Yeah, and it's going to grow year-round, mm-hmm. inside. And you know, I know this because I have one of these plants, but I'm not plucking the leaves off to make tea out of them. I pluck the leaves off and throw them in the compost. It's just, you know, a little pile in the center of your hand. It's not like you got a big bag full of leaves and you're going to divide it up into, you know, it's just a smaller plant.
Do the leaves grow quickly or?
They do.
Oh.
They do.
So that will be useful for Kevin.
It certainly could be. I think it'd be kind of a way for him to have a shorter path.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what? I left out one huge thing. You got to start plucking the leaves 3 years after you got your tea plant up and growing.
3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Three years.
I guess he's still going to be going to Starbucks to get his tea for a while.
You might have to supplement your tea until you can produce all of your own. That's
okay.
For sure.
All right, then. All right. Well, Merv, thank you so much. And Kevin, thank you very much for your question. And good luck with growing your own tea. Next week, Merv has the 7 steps for DIY landscape design. That is next week on GLT's Grow. If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Merv to take on, just go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form and send it along to us. Please do send us a photo as well. If you have a plant you're having a problem with, send a photo of the plant as well. Maybe Murph will be picking your question to answer on the air. Submit those questions right now at wglt.org/grow.